Welcome to the Good Vibes Fresh Kicks podcast. I'm Mike D. I'll be your host. Alongside of me is Jay Visuals. Jay, how are you tonight?
Good, man. Good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm doing good, man. It's rainy, but you know, we're still in here doing it. And we had an Instagram, Facebook outage today.
Oh my god. I guess I was worldwide from what I heard earlier in the day.
Yeah. I actually texted you because I'm like, yo, is your Instagram like reloading in your Facebook?
The funny thing was that when you texted me, I was already like flipping out, thinking it was my carrier, my cell phone carrier. Yeah. Like, I'm like, damn, like what the fuck I pay for, you know, like almost $200 a month for this shit not to be working. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. Like, it was kind of crazy. My mom texted me, too. But I feel like it was kind of, like, almost, like, relaxing in a sort of way, too. Like, kind of, like, take a step back. But, I mean, I was also like, damn, I can't post anything. Like, my business revolves around my Instagram posts.
I was going to say, I mean, like, for me, I wasn't hurting back because I don't mind not checking my phone every 2 seconds for some random-ass notification. But for you,
I can't communicate with my customers.
You depend on social media, especially Instagram.
Send me an email.
Yeah, the snail mail.
Seriously.
You know what I mean, bro?
But yeah, so last week we talked about everything.
Pretty much.
You know, reselling, you know, not settling, a little bit of business sprinkled in as well. And today we were going to talk about, we're going to do sneaker talk. We're going to talk a little bit about sneakers. So I mean, probably like the first to. Like that's 10 like minutes. A must, yeah, we definitely have to do it. So we're going to do that. And then we're going to talk about happiness and like what it means to be happy. It's something that I'm very passionate about. I know Jay is as well.
Oh, yeah, of course,
and something man. That we're both working on right now personally. So yeah, sneaker talk.
Let's
Sneaker
hear it.
Con Boston.
Oof.
It's coming to Boston and I am pumped.
I was actually surprised when you told me about that, because the last I heard all these talks of things shutting down, I'm like, oh man, maybe Sneaker Con won't happen. So I didn't really follow through with it as far as like keeping up to see if they're coming or not. And then you texted me, you're like, Sneaker comes on in Boston. I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, can I go?
He asked me if he could go. I'm like, I don't know. I was like, yeah, of course you're coming. Shit. You think I can do this myself? So I was texting you that day and I was like, shit. I was like, I want to get two tables. Because like 6 foot table is not going to be long enough.
Yeah.
Because like if I'm going to go to sell sneakers, and I'm not like bringing my whole inventory or nothing crazy because I still need sneakers.
Yeah, of course.
But I wanted to have like the Good Vibes Fresh Kicks. Plus, yeah. I wanted to display like my shit, like our the Instagram page,
yeah,
the podcast links, whatever.
Yep.
So I was like, you know, I don't want to be crounging for space. So I was like, fuck it, do it. The tables are expensive though. They're like double the price of Boston Got Soul.
I was gonna say, how much are the tables?
300 each.
300.
300 each.
Got it.
The crew, we're gonna have to get there early too, because I guess the tables are first come, first serve.
Yep.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
I'm literally like, is there a way that I can like tell you what table I want? Like, I will pay extra. Like,
just kind of like scout it out. Like,
seriously. You know what I mean? So I gotta have like banners made and everything. You know, if I do something, I do it right. So
I was gonna say, I mean, this time around, is the venue going to be a little bit bigger? Because
it's massive.
Oh, okay.
The Heinz right. Convention Center in Boston.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's
never
massive.
Mind then. Yeah,
it's massive.
Never mind. Yeah, no, I'm hyped for it. I mean, for the most part, I think this is the season of all the heaters coming out. I think they had the first, you know, our first summer with like all this UNC color, but now we're starting to see like other iterations and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, so. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. And I'm excited to meet all the people, connect with a lot of the YouTubers and things
gonna say,
like
I'm
that.
Sure, we're going to see a lot of YouTubers.
Because, like, for me, it was also like, I'm going to spend the money on tables, because if I had to spend the money to go to SneakerCon like Phoenix or something, I would be spending triple that.
It'd be about the same. I mean, so, a plane ticket would probably cost you, what, $400 or $500?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And boom, that's a table right there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Like I said, I'm pretty excited to go. I'm excited to kind of experience a better venue, I would say.
Yeah, and like as opposed to a well-run.
Yeah, as opposed to like, I would say, like, I wouldn't call it a hole in the wall because it was a, you know,
no, it was too small for what it was.
But for what it was way too crowded. And I mean, it's sneaker con. Like, come on. Like, that's,
yeah, exactly.
Huge.
Like, it doesn't get any bigger than sneaker con. Yeah.
YouTubers.
Yeah, no, definitely.
All walks of life.
Have you got any new personals in the collection?
Whew. You definitely know it.
I mean, yeah.
I was sweating when I was like, you know what? I'm going to pull the trigger on them. But I actually just got the lots. I think last time we were talking about, I was actually thinking about getting the lots. And
yeah, in the last podcast, I think you were talking about it. And then you copped them.
Yeah, I had to cop them, man. I actually wore them the other day.
What were they? 13?
The 13s.
13s.
Yeah. Actually,
yeah, those are clean.
They're clean.
I like those.
After wearing them, and you know what's funny? I don't know if you watch Cool Kicks like pretty avidly.
Yeah, I do.
They just had Bow Wow recently.
Oh,
he actually
did they?
Bought the 13s.
Did he?
I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Bow Wow got the same, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Same little taste, but.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's actually a really clean colorway. The suede, too.
Yeah.
I like the suede because I know you were toying with the other ones, too. I like the suede.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, I was pretty hyped on them. I just felt like the neon was a little bit much for me. But then after, like, looking at it, I'm like, it pops, you know.
And
it
definitely. Yeah, it does. It's just a clean, like, fresh pop of color. Like, it's not too much.
Yeah. What about you? Have you picked up any personals, or what are we
new
talking?
Personals for me? Let's see. Do I? I don't know. Oh, so I took the palm tree lows off the shelf.
they fell off the truck.
Yeah, they fell off the truck. So no, those are no longer for sale at the store. I'll probably be keeping those dead stock until next summer, though, because they're more for me like a summer sneaker.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted them. I think I said to you, I was like, you know, if I don't grab these now while I have them in my store, I'm never going to see them again because they're a rare sneaker.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't make a lot of them, and I don't know that they ever released in the U.S. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get them.
Yeah. So. It's definitely a colorway that you don't really see much, to be honest. That, like, kind of off-white type
of... It's really clean, and then just like the hint of yellow.
Yeah.
So I got those, and I'm eyeing the I want those Mummy Dunks when they come out.
Oh,
because those are sick. But I feel like resale right now is like $2,000. But it's not gonna stay.
I don't think so.
No,
I mean,
way.
Remember
but
the,
I
the I think Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
I think right. They were like orange and like the sole was like
with the skeleton.
Neon. Yeah, with the skeleton. Those were going for like $2,000, and then once release date came about, and on top of that, I don't know if you remember this, but they were actually late.
Yeah,
people were getting it closer to like Thanksgiving and everything like that, and people were like, "What the fuck are we supposed to do?"
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen with the mummies. Like they're gonna be pushed back. Everything right now, like all those releases, are gonna be pushed back. That's what's happening with Nike right now.
I think for like something like that, I feel like they gotta start early in the month, at least middle to end of September. Start, you know, saying, "Hey, this is what's coming up." And then towards October, throw in the raffle. And then 2 weeks after, you know, people can get their pairs. You know what I mean?
Usually they only sell them when they have them.
Yeah.
So it's like, but lately I feel like, it has been taking longer.
Yeah. I feel like last year's debacle with fucking like people getting it around Thanksgiving time and actually wearing them, which was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, oh, showing up to Graham's house with the Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Halloween's, you know.
All right, so that leads us right into what I wanted to talk about next. Best Halloween sneakers.
Ooh.
I mean, we can probably both agree that honestly, probably the Freddy's. Freddy Krueger SBs.
Man, those things are going for like
but
what?
They never release, so they're like $30, $40K.
They're just beautiful, dude.
But they're, and there's an even rarer one too. Like there's one that they only made like two or three of them.
Yep.
And then they made like however many they made, like 100 of the other ones.
Yeah.
But there's ones that are like super rare, and then there's the other ones. We can both agree probably that's the best one.
Yeah.
But there's some other ones too. There's some other heaters in there.
Yeah, I mean, personally, the Freddy Krueger's to me, if I ever, you know, got it like that, I definitely would cop those just because it's so interesting because it's like you have that like pattern of his sweater, and then you have like the pattern of his like, you know, scars in his face, like yeah, throughout the shoe. It's pretty sick.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's dope.
I love it.
It's dope.
But
and I think another one of me. For me is, I think, the Night of Mischief SBs.
The Night of Mischief.
With, like, the spider web on the side, and they say trick or treat on the other one.
Yep, I think
cool those picks, are dope.
Talked about those, how they had them over there. Those are actually really nice.
Those are dope. And then the Hallows Eve.
Oh, yeah.
The
off-whites. Yep. And Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are sick.
The Day of the Dead. Yeah, those are
sick,
dope.
Man. Those are sick, the SBs, man.
And then even those, the Air Max 97s that they released last year, they're dope. Like the purplish and like...
Oh,
they light up.
Those are cool. Spider, I think, or something.
Yep.
Like that. Yeah,
yep.
I know those are cool. About. Yeah, those are pretty dope. I mean,
but those mummies, though. Oh man,
I actually
dude.
Do want those mummies, man.
With the eyes on the back that glow in the dark. Oh,
dude,
it's so
like,
hard.
Imagine going trick or treating with those.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time. I think those would be like for me. I think those would be like the Northern Lights, where I have a hard time wearing them.
Yeah, man.
I still haven't worn my Northern Lights.
You still haven't worn them.
Still haven't worn them.
Man, I had to. I was like, I gotta undies these shoes, man. Like that's what came with the lots. I'm like, I'm staring at them. I'm like, this is some beautiful shoe. Like there's so much. Like I don't know. Do you own any off whites?
No.
No, none. Well. Let me tell you about off-white.
I don't own a single pair of off-whites, my friend.
There's just so much. I feel like even though people shit talk on Virgil Abloh, but I just feel like there's just so much that goes into the actual shoe himself. You know what I mean? There's like so much detail. The shoelaces, you know, the wrapping around with the neon, the material used, like the box. Like every box is different. Did you know that? Within the lots, every single one is different.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. Every single one, it has like a little marking, like a calendar. It's just so much goes into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, he's a designer, so you know he's gonna have that like wow factor of it on the materials, because he wants to make sure that it's up to his standards,
right,
you know, because he doesn't want it to. I mean, the guy's worked with Louis Vuitton. I mean, he's his own successful designer.
I mean, Kanye brought him up, you know?
He doesn't want to put his name on something that isn't good quality, which I can always appreciate. Again, I'm not really into the hype stuff.
I
would wear, you know, I would wear off whites that I, you know, I thought were dope.
So question for you, what off whites would you rock?
Oh damn. I don't know, man.
I think I've ever asked
off
this question.
Whites oh, you know which ones I like, bro?
Which ones?
See, again, this is not hype.
Yeah,
I love the Vapor Max, the off whites.
Oh yeah,
with the white check.
Okay.
Those go
those
so
actually
hard.
Aren't going for much nowadays.
No, those go for a lot. The ones with the regular, I'm talking about the one with like the big white check that goes for like $1,000.
But the other ones
they're like $700.
Like okay. Yep, I know.
Those or like the Air Max 90s are hard too.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously, like, the ones are sick, but, like, I wouldn't spend that much on myself, so.
Yeah. I mean, once you open up another store in, you know, like, Miami.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe then I have it.
You'll have those as your beaters.
I like what I like. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You have a intricate taste as opposed to me. I want to consider myself not a hype beast, but then I look at what I'm wearing and I'm like, god damn it, I'm a hype
he's
beast.
He's wearing the undefeated Antisocial collab t-shirt.
Again, I try not to be as I show up with fucking the undefeated, man. God damn.
So let's switch gears a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's get into the portion that I'm sure the listeners do want to hear about. Because I think we're probably even one episode in. I think we're past the point of people wanting to hear about sneakers all day.
I was going to say, I mean, we can talk about sneakers all day
We
long,
could do it all day, but I'm not getting anything just, out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the listeners aren't getting, you know, much out of it either.
Well, we want to broaden what this is going to be all about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be more about the good stuff, you know, not just sneakers.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, happiness, right? It's kind of a broad term. Like, what does it mean to be happy, right?
Yeah.
So, for me, happiness is a state of mind. Mm-hmm. It's doing something that you love to do,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of being positive about it, and just, I guess, being like joyful, grateful,
yep.
All the positive emotions
yep.
go into being happy.
Yep. Honestly, I mean, with what's, you know, to come within the years and as of now, I mean, a lot of people lack happiness, you know what I mean? A lot of
yeah.
people kind of just like mask it with, you know, a facade of like, oh yeah, let me take this sweet Instagram pic, or like, let me show off this and that, and kind of like, they hinder their happiness through like trying to make other people happy, you know,
yeah,
or getting
100%
likes or, you know, whatever, things like that. You know, people never really focus on their health as far as mentality, and like happiness is a big thing. You know what I mean? I
yeah.
feel like happiness definitely comes with loving yourself, with appreciating what you have and not taking anything for granted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, definitely. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about common causes of what I find makes me unhappy and the people around me unhappy, just from what I know and a little mm-hmm. bit of background. I don't know if I touched on this at all mm-hmm. last episode, but I do have a background in kind of like motivational speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that kind of stuff as well. I also worked with a spiritual teacher.
Yeah, you told me
in
about that
2019. Yeah.
yeah,
so I'm now getting back into that,
mm-hmm.
but this all like relates back to like kind of just what I'm about,
right?
And for the longest, so here goes into happiness, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, dude, I was afraid to be like, all right, yo, this is who I am. Like,
yeah,
I, you know what I mean. I use sage. I
yeah.
meditate.
Yeah,
I didn't want to like
wrong with that,
be
brother.
That dude to be yeah. like. Because I was afraid what other people are going to think of me.
Yeah.
And then here I am like, okay, this is what works for me.
Nothing wrong with that. To be honest and be 100% transparent, I wish my fucking ADD would just chill the fuck out so I can meditate. I want to be able to learn to meditate. You feel
I'll
me?
Teach you.
All right.
It's not hard.
After hours.
It's not as hard as people think.
Really?
It, for me, meditating isn't so much about not like thinking, because your mind's going to jump around.
Right, exactly.
And like Buddhism, they call it the monkey mind.
Yep.
Because your mind is going to jump from one thought to another thought.
Yep.
The key to meditating when you first start out
mm-hmm.
is to observe your thoughts.
Right.
You separate yourself from your thoughts.
Mm.
So you meditate. It's not necessarily sitting there cross-legged going,
Yeah, yeah. All
you
that
know what
bullshit.
I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to do all that.
Yep.
And I mean, that works. And I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Just depending on what I'm doing.
I'll come in and all of a sudden you're like, you know, sitting by the table and all of a sudden you're going,
So, honest, before I open the store
yeah.
every single day, and I've been doing it for about a month now.
Really? Oh,
I
shit.
Put that bench right here in the middle.
Yep.
I turn the neon light on. I turn the waterfall on. I close the. I shut the lights off.
Damn.
I meditate for at least 5 minutes.
That's dope.
Every day when I open the store.
Yeah. So some of the big people that I look up to as far as like, you know, motivation and things like that, they always talk about meditating. They're always big into meditating and taking time out of the day to just kind of like focus on your mentality, you know, kind of like take a step back and kind of like give your brain a, you know, kind of like a
you need chill. To reset.
Exactly.
It's what it boils down to is like people today just get so caught up in like in whatever's going on around them.
Right.
And you take on so much emotion during the course of a day.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it's insane to think about, you know, for me, it's important for me to go into a day mm-hmm. with intentions.
Right.
So I go into the day and, you know, I sit and I'll meditate and I'll be like, okay, this is my intention for today.
Yep.
This is the goal I want to achieve.
Right.
And I send that out. And then, you know, because I'm doing it in a positive manner, mm-hmm. usually it comes back.
Right.
And when you're in what I like to refer to myself right now is I'm in what they call a flow state.
Mm-hmm.
So a flow state, for those of you who don't know, is when you're completely immersed in like your life.
Yep.
And just like enjoying it.
Yep.
In 99% of your aspects of your life. So for me right now, I'm in that sort of flow state where I'm literally just going with the flow, which for me is the dopest thing that I could ever do.
That's actually really funny you say that, because now that I'm like kind of like listening and assessing like the things that you're saying, because again, I'm an illiterate when it comes to anything with meditation, anything like that. I wish I could get into it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm probably going to pick your brain more on it. But that's how I feel like my life is right now.
Yeah.
I feel like everything around me is just going so well.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of just enjoying the ride, just like going about it, you know?
And the whole thing with life is, and you know, happiness is, you are, the reflection outside is just a reflection of what's within you.
Right.
Right. So if you're a positive person, you're naturally going to attract more positive things to your life. You're going to attract more positive people, more positive outcomes. Your same thing goes if you're a negative person.
Right.
And that could be a reason why you're unhappy. If you're unhappy with your situation, you know, anything in a relationship, all those things. For me, what it all boils down to is energy, mm-hmm. right? And we don't even have to talk spiritually. Think about science for a second.
Yeah.
What are we made up of?
Atoms, matter, blood.
We're quite literally just energy.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we have batteries in us.
Pretty much, yeah.
We have to protect our energy.
Right.
When you become unhappy is when your energy is drained.
Mm.
And how does your energy become drained? Well, if you're around a lot of negative people,
mm-hmm.
if you're around, you know, things that you don't enjoy. For me, if I go in a crowd, I'm usually unhappy because I don't want to be there.
Yep.
So that drain, dude, I come home and I sleep. And then the next day I am like toast just being in a crowd, because what I do
that's what Boston got sold it to.
Oh, bro. I asked you,
let's go grab sushi that night. You're like, bro, I was napping.
I was dead. I was dead. Because what it is with me, and I've learned this about myself, is I take on other people's energy.
Yep.
Because I guess it's an empath or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different energies when you're in a crowd.
Right.
And just like walking by, or, you know, you talk to a lot of people at mm-hmm. the sneaker convention. So mm-hmm. you brush up on a lot of people's energy. So I think for me, that just like drained me.
Mm.
So I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then, you just need to recharge.
Right.
That's it. And, like, I don't try to fight it when my energy's drained, but that doesn't mean I'm unhappy.
Right.
Right? Because I'm not saying that, like, oh, I'm so unhappy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just a matter of, okay, my body needs to recharge. I'll bounce back. I need to sleep.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing, I think, for to be happy is that you need to choose happy, because if you don't, then you're choosing to be something other than happy, which is sad, whatever, grieving, something other than happiness.
Yep.
Now, I understand, obviously, life happens. You can put yourself in a not so great situation.
Right.
And you could find yourself just unlucky in a shit situation.
Right.
And that could cause you to be unhappy. But perception is reality. And what I mean by that is, let's say, you know, someone got rear-ended
mm-hmm.
and that person that got rear-ended was like, oh my God, my day is ruined. This sucks.
Right.
And, you know, now they're expelling all this like negativity they don't realize that the only one that they're affecting is themselves.
Right.
They're causing themselves to be unhappy.
Right.
But in reality, they could be like, oh, shit, this is going to suck. But you know what? This is why I have car insurance. At least I'm okay.
Yep.
That's a way of looking at it.
Yep.
And most people, and myself included, like, I'm still guilty of it. I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? Like, I let things get to me that shouldn't get to me.
Right.
But what I've taught myself to do is, this is a big thing. I allow myself 5 to 10 minutes to feel my emotion about it. Right. So if something happens to me, you know, if I argue with someone or someone says something, you know, slides in my DMs
whatever,
and tells me, you know, fuck off or something like that, I let it, that doesn't happen.
Let me get those shoes for $100.
Yeah, seriously. And so I let that affect me, or I try not to let it, but I allow myself 5 to 10 minutes to feel that emotion.
Right.
Then, okay, I'm about my day now. That's it. It's not easy to do at first. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot of practice.
Yep.
And it starts with realizing that, like, you can control your emotions.
Right.
Most people just forget that.
Yeah.
And they fall into the pattern of identifying with their emotions. So what they say is, oh, shit, you know, what happened to me is, you know, it's all negative. This shit sucks. My life sucks. It's not going as planned. That's just their perception.
Right.
Their reality, they have a lot of good things going for them. You know, I'd have been through shit. You've been through shit.
Oh, yeah,
man. And look at me. You know, they said I failed out of seventh grade.
Damn.
Failed out of seventh grade. I moved to a new school, decided I didn't want to do schoolwork. Literally all Fs.
Yep.
And I stayed back. You know, I always had the odds stacked against me. I was never a good student just because I didn't care.
Right.
I was one of those kids, you know, I didn't get in like huge trouble, but I was a troublemaker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, so I did have like the odds, you know, and then I had people pass away in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I moved around a lot, you know, all these different things that people, you know, with a lot of different things that happen to them, you can either grow from it or you can, you know, let it consume you.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are still living in their past.
Yeah.
And that's a big reason, too, I think, why people are unhappy. Because what happens when you live in your past? Most of the time, your past isn't good.
Yeah.
That's why you're living in it. Because if your past was good, you'd be worrying about your future being good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That is true, man. That is true. Too many people just get stuck in that mentality that shit's wrong at the moment, but they fail to realize like everything that's going right in their life. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
that's the thing. And that goes on what I said about perception versus reality.
Exactly.
And you can just try to flip that. And it's still something that I'm working on. You know, I'm not trying to say I'm an expert.
Yeah, of course.
And the reason I know a lot about this is because I study it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, like, I never applied myself in school.
Mm-hmm.
But shit that I want to learn, I'm very good at.
Right.
And I say that just because I recognize it.
Right.
When I was in my junior year of high school, I was straight like C's freshman, sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
My junior year, I was like undecided if I wanted to go to college or not. I had some really good opportunities. And I knew my junior year, I had to like make the honor roll.
Right.
I did.
Damn.
And it's not because like I was this genius kid. No,
right.
It was just I tried.
Yeah. You applied yourself.
Well, yeah. When I wanted something bad enough,
yeah,
I got it. Because I have this, I've always had it ever since I was a kid. I've had the belief that if I can put my mind to something and I want it bad enough, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
And so, like, the only reason I bring up school is because, like, I do all my research. And now, for me, I enjoy it.
I
enjoy reading about, you know, happiness. I enjoy reading about spirituality.
Yeah.
I enjoy all of that stuff. So I'm a student of, and I'm always learning.
Right. That's pretty dope. I would say something similar to that is I'm very like similar in that way where if I want it hard enough, I put that mentality of I'm just going to get through anything and everything or anyone to get to where I want to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never find comfort in what I have, but doesn't mean that, you know, I'm some ambitious prick or something like that, but it just means that I don't like to settle. Like, I just hate settling. I feel like right now where I am in life, going back to what we were talking about, is I'm enjoying the ride because I feel like I'm making all the right moves right now, mm-hmm. you know, and it's bringing me happiness.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's days that I'm like, fuck, man, like, this shit sucks.
That didn't go right, yeah.
But it can be better. This sucks, but there's always a chance that, you know, someone in some other country is having it worse than me.
There's always going to be someone having it worse than you.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that, like, always. That little hiccup of you getting rear-ended or losing your job, per se, you know what I mean? Yeah, shit's going to suck right now, but is it the end of the world? No, you still have a house. You have a roof under your head. You have food.
Losing your job could literally be one of the best things that happened to you.
Yeah.
It was for me.
Yeah.
I got a text message from one of my close family friends who was my boss.
Yep.
And he said, you know what? You're fired.
And damn.
I was like, you know, he worded it differently. Some were letting you go or whatever. But I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Yep.
But then in my head, I'm like, you know what? It's crunch time.
Yep.
I had it in my head, and that's when I started that 2-year journey that I talked about on the last episode.
Yep.
Where it was, I spent 2 years devoted to not working a 9-to-5 job. I did not want to work for somebody else.
Right.
So I drove Lyft, the school teaching, motivational speaking, travel blog, photography, you name it, I tried it.
Right.
You know, within legality.
Yeah.
But I set my mind to it and I was able to do it. And I think that that's one of the things where it's what can really make you happy is just doing something you love. And
right.
turning tragedy into something positive. And that's exactly what I think more people need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of letting something in your past define you, let it help make you.
Right.
Think about rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take Kanye. Donda, great album.
Yep.
Where did that stem from?
His mom.
That stemmed from the tragedies in Kanye's life.
Right.
And it's one of the best albums.
Yeah.
Think about all of, you know, the great musicians and all their body of works. Yeah. 50 Cent.
Shot, God knows how many times.
9 times. But he can rap about it.
Exactly.
And I mean, to some people, that may not be a positive thing, but it allows him to make music.
Made music, he's
and,
got
and
his it, hands on a bunch of other things.
Right. And it's one of those things where it's, you know, don't let it define you,
mm-hmm.
but learn from it and
right.
be better.
Right.
One of the biggest things that I had to overcome in my life was my papa passing away, which is my grandfather, passed
right.
away 11 years ago. And that was like a huge thing. I was right in my teenage years. I was a junior in high school.
Yep.
He was like my best friend.
Right.
I was there every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We went on his boat, everything. And yep. to this, talking about it, I realized the other day, because I'm trying to come terms to with healing myself from that, because
right.
even still 11 years later, like even right now talking about it, yeah. I'm still emotional. And that's
of course.
Okay.
Of course.
But I want to be able to like heal from it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Just get kind
that
of that
sense.
Closure.
That closure, yeah.
Because I'm past the point of accepting it. Obviously, I've accepted
right.
it and I'm able to move on.
Right.
But I want to get to that point of totally healing from it.
Right.
And I think that that's one of the things, but I didn't let it define me. I still went about my life. And if anything, that made me more motivated because like, I know he's looking down, and I want to make him proud.
Of course, man.
I know he's looking down with a smile yeah. on his face because, oh, damn, my grandson's got a store.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's doing well, and yep. he never gave up. I think one of the things that people can take away from this is that don't let situations in your life
define who you are. Right.
Because if you constantly live in the past, there's no future.
Right.
All there is, quite literally, is the present moment. If you think about it, time is just, it literally, I don't want to go too much into it because
yeah.
it'll send me down a rabbit hole, but like, time is literally just an illusion. So all there ever was this present moment.
Right.
But I'll save that for like episode 12 when we get Jay up to speed on that. But some of the things that we were talking about before we turned the mics on was what we are doing to be happier.
Right.
And one thing I know we both talked about was working out.
Yeah.
I messaged you. I was like, yo, I'm at the gym. And you're like, oh, I got to go. And I'm like, yeah, bro, go.
Yeah, man. I mean, starting to work out, I can definitely sense that, like, that joy, I would say, of kind of, like, just feeling good about yourself, looking yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? I'm not some fat piece of shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or not. And that's just more on myself, you know what I mean? Not really calling anybody a fat piece of shit, just throwing that out there.
He's talking about himself.
Exactly, just kind of like looking at myself in the mirror, like, you know what, like, I'm unhappy with what I look like right now. I mean, granted, I'm not fat or obese, but yeah, I just have the mentality where it's like, you know, I'm eating too much, you know, empanadas or like some rice and beans.
Well, with the restaurant,
you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know what, shit, like, I gotta do something about it. You know what I mean? So yeah. I've been hitting the gym, been, you know, working on my diet. Like I said, it brings me joy. But I think one of the most joy I've ever have gained is from becoming a father. You know what I mean? That's when I actually realized that nothing is more relevant than my child.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Than my daughter. And that's really when I experienced happiness. And ever since I found out, you know, that I was going to be a father and everything like that, that's in reality of when my mentality kind of changed and shift. Hence as to when I told you, like, you know what, man, like, I got to get the fuck out of this job. I got to do something about it. You know what I mean? And then little by little, you know, like, I started making these moves and everything like that. And it was kind of funny because once the whole thing with the restaurant happened, like, people started hitting me up like, oh, like, you're kind of everywhere right now. And I took that as a compliment. Like, I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that because I'm constantly doing something, you know, and it brings me joy to be able to, like, be just a part of this ride, you know, which is life.
Yeah, and exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And you're, like, not everywhere. I was everywhere. Photography, travel blog, travel photographer, motivational. I was everywhere.
Yeah.
But no, I think you're very much, just from an outsider's perspective, I think you're very much on the right path.
Appreciate that, bro.
And I think that it's funny. I got to mention Kevin Gates, and it's only because it's relevant.
You got to do it. Go to a concert too, right?
I'm going to a concert. It's like 2 weeks away. I'm so pumped, dude.
Wear your mask.
I couldn't get the meet and greet tickets because it's a virtual meet and greet. And I was like, you know,
weird.
I already met him. So I'm like,
it's kind of weird. Like, what, like FaceTime or some shit?
I guess. Yeah.
He'll Snapchat you and be like, hey.
So he said, yeah. So being a part of life, one of the things that he harps on is, you know, you create your own life.
Right.
So you kind of mold it.
Right.
In that aspect. And one of the things that he also says is he's big on just, like, living your truth.
Right.
So not being afraid of who you are.
Right.
And I think too many people do that and just, you know, they fall into, like, that pattern.
Oh, yeah, man.
And for you, I think that you're very much on the right path. And when it's not making sense is how you know it's going right.
Yeah.
And that's the quote I was looking for from Kevin Gates. So there you go.
Sense, you're doing it right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he says it in a song, but then he did it in an interview, and he said something in the song along the lines of, nothing's making sense as of late. That's how I'm knowing I'm going to be okay. And it's true.
I like that.
And when you think about it, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I own a, you know what I mean? In the grand scheme of life. Yeah, I own a store. I got a clothing brand.
Right.
I'm doing the podcast. I'm just flowing.
We're
like,
just
whatever
going with
makes
something
sense, you know, nothing
the
like, nothing makes sense because, like, I don't have a regular job. I'm not doing this. I don't live life by
the rules.
Standard.
The stigma
anymore.
Of, you know, 9 to 5, suit and tie and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But honestly, just back to the gym.
Yep.
I've been going now for probably about a month, and I feel
you're looking
great.
Swole, bro.
I thank you.
I feel ripped.
No.
He says.
Yeah, I feel ripped. No, I feel really
good, right? It's that high that you get.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel really good. And I'm eating healthier. I'm eating a lot more fruit.
Yep. Oh, that's something that I got to start doing right now.
And I'm definitely watching more what I put in my body.
Yeah.
And then, but I honestly think like the biggest thing for me is though, is it's really like, yeah, I can eat healthy. I can go to the gym, which all helps. Mm-hmm. But I think the biggest thing for me is just getting in touch with myself.
Of course.
Because like I said, I was with a spiritual teacher in, you know, 2019, and, mm-hmm. you know, I learned a lot, and I was very much immersed in that.
Right.
And now, and, you know, I kind of got away from me, and, you know, I was meditating, but not, like, heavily, right. And then I started getting back into, like, the meditating and just kind of being myself, I guess, so to speak. And like I asked you if you smelled like a smoky kind of smell in here, because I was lighting.
Thought you were getting high. I was like, what the fuck?
No, I was lighting the Palo Santo. And if you don't know what Palo Santo is.
I know what that is.
I know you know what it is.
Hispanic heritage, man. We know what the fuck that
so
is.
So it's like, it's South American tree, mostly Peru and Ecuador, right?
Yeah, Peruvian, Ecuador, Colombia as well, actually. Yep. All those. All that lineage.
And it's like a I guess Palo Santo means holy tree.
Holy tree. Yeah.
And then they lay on the ground, like these trees are knocked over, so they're not cutting them down.
Yep.
And they lay on the ground, and they over time, like 5 to 10 years, they produce these like oils.
Yep.
And they give off, you know, a nice, for me, I like the scent.
Yeah, no, it smells good.
And it clears out the negative energy in a space.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people use sage, but I'm not a huge fan of sage.
I feel like that's overdone and just doesn't smell good personally.
It's not great. Yeah. I like it in a candle.
Yeah.
But if it's 100%, like I have sage, but I don't use it a lot just because sage clears out all the energy.
Right.
Good and bad.
Right.
Whereas Palo Santo keeps the positive energy and gets rid of the negative.
Where'd you get this, man? I'm Palo Spanish. Santo? I don't even know where the fuck to get that. Yeah.
You can get it at there's like spiritual stores, but you have to be careful where you get it, because there's like fake Palo Santo.
I'm gonna have to get it from whoever your Palo Santo dealer is.
Your my plug. And then the sage, the same thing. A lot of it, like if you buy it on Amazon, you're probably gonna get like sticks. The Palo Santo, I'll point you in the right direction for that.
Yeah.
I don't wanna shout them out on the air. Yeah, so for me, I think that's been a huge thing.
Yeah.
Just getting back into myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing too is setting boundaries for other people.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, again, it goes back to protecting your own energy. So if someone is negative around you, or expelling negative energy towards you,
mm-hmm.
you can choose to put up a barrier
right.
and say, I'm not engaging with you. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something for me. I just, okay, that's fine. You do you. I'm gonna protect my energy. I don't want to engage.
Right.
And you know what's funny? It's not that I'm doing it like purposely, but people hate it. They hate it. Because it's how can you can't argue with me.
It's essentially the cold shoulder treatment. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's not even that. And again, it's almost like a selfish practice, but you have to be selfish to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
In a sense, because you have to know yourself, and you have to, again, just it all boils down to protecting yourself, your energy. Yeah. It's all you have.
Yeah.
And yeah, but people don't like it, bro. They don't like it. It's like, what you just don't want to talk? No, I don't want to talk because I don't want to engage in the negative aspect that you want to talk about.
Right.
If you want to talk to me, you know, when you're calm, if I have a frustrated customer, which doesn't really happen.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, if a customer that rubs me the wrong way or,
right.
you know, just someone like walking down the street that might say something. Sorry, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Somebody flipped me off when I was driving. I mean,
today?
No. This was like 2 days ago. I literally didn't even do anything. I think I was driving too slow.
Yeah.
And I think it was because on this road, you've gotten pulled over. Oh, I've been pulled over twice. They're ruthless.
It's fun for yourself in this fucking road.
So, and I'm like, goes by me and he flips me off. And I'm like, I did literally just waved. I'm like, have a good day. I put a smile on my face because honestly, like, I don't let the small shit get to me
anymore. Yeah.
And I've been like that. Like I said, I went through like that whole spiritual thing and it really kind of opened my eyes in like 2019. What you see now is not what I was when I was a kid.
Really?
Dude, I used to get thrown out of hockey games. I am known in my city and throughout the hockey leagues growing up in the early 2000s was I played for Everett. So yep. Everett, we were a very, very good team. Yep. And we were known as the, you know, the dirty players.
Yep.
One of my favorite stories, and my best friend, who's like my brother, will tell you the story. He was down the other end of the ice, and I'm a goalie. I can't really leave my net.
Right.
The play stopped, and he was getting, like, him and one of my other buddies were getting wailed on.
Oh, shit.
And, dude, I threw my fucking stick, and I skated all the way down the ice.
Yep.
I took one of the kids' masks off, and I punched him right in the mask with my blocker on, Jesus. Which is, like, this heavy piece of, dude, I got suspended for, like, 5 games.
Damn.
And I was 11.
Jesus, man.
So the only reason I say that is to tell you that I was not always like this. So it's not like I grew up and I was the calmest kid. I'm very much the opposite. I was very angry. I was a very angry
That's
child.
That's so funny because I don't picture to be this like angry.
Nobody does. That's Nobody crazy. That meets me now.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But dude, if you ask my mom
about
like, oh my God, she after that, like, she used to have to talk to me before hockey games. Like, if you're going to fight, I'm not going to come watch you. Got in fights at school, everything. Yep.
Damn.
I was totally, totally different. Until I would say the turning point, I think, for me, when I really grew out of that was after high school, but I don't think it was a coincidence that it also happened after my papa passed away.
Yeah.
So I was like 16, 17 when he passed away, and I think after that I just, you know, kind of grew into myself.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I still have that flame inside of me.
Yeah, of course.
And it comes sometimes too. I forget where my girl and I were walking somewhere in Boston, and we're literally, quite literally, just walking. Mm-hmm. And this girl like starts walking, doesn't even fucking move, and starts walking into like my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl goes, "Move, bitch." And I just looked at her. And I said, "Shut the fuck up." And my fiance goes, because she knows me like as like a calm,
calm, you know, collective. Dude.
And she goes, "Where the fuck did that come from?" I said, "Nobody disrespects you."
Hey, man.
And I stand on principles too, because it's like you don't talk about, you're not, you can sit there and, you know, talk about me all you want, and I'm just gonna like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But the moment you stop disrespecting like family or someone that I consider I protect, then I don't care.
Yeah. Gloves on, pretty much.
You have to, and that's a thing, and even in like me spiritually, I would say, you know, I'm at a different point, but like, I'm still gonna stand on my principles on that.
Of course, man. Someone disrespects your woman, you can't just be like, "Oh, have a nice day."
Yeah, no, exactly. You know what I mean? You gotta stand on your shit.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, that's something that I always lived by. But yeah, I mean, it is totally polar opposite of what I am now. I mean, I have like, you know, I have Buddha tattooed on my leg. And, you know, I meditate. Like, it's definitely not where I was, you know, 15 years ago.
Yeah. I think with age, you know, everyone starts realizing these things, but some people just get caught up so much and kind of live their past, similar to what you said earlier, you know? And they kind of just stay within that stigma of that's who defines them as a person, and that's who they present themselves to the world and to who they are. So, I mean, it kind of all goes down to just being a better version of yourself. And I always try to be a better version of myself from, you know, a day ago, a month ago, a year ago. And I always try to do better you know, to family, friends, and everything like
that. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I guess we're going to start closing it out, but, you know, I want to leave you guys again with just, like, reiterating what we talked about. When you guys, you know, shut off this podcast, and if you're listening, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, if you made
really
it all
appreciate
this long,
it.
Appreciate you.
And, you know, because we're trying to drop gems in here. I feel like, you know, I feel like this podcast is, you know, really good.
Yeah.
And the content is really good. But like I said, if you get anything out of this, protect your own energy. Realize that your energy is what you have. You cannot let somebody take that away from you.
Right.
Set boundaries and don't look for happiness in somebody else.
Oh, yeah. I think you only rely on yourself for happiness because you can't rely your own emotions on others. You
right.
know what I mean?
Exactly. And you want to try to associate yourself with more positive people.
Yeah.
But don't look for it.
Of course.
In somebody else. Like, don't try to peg off somebody else. And stop comparing yourself to each other.
Because
you're catching a glimpse of people's lives through Instagram, TikTok, or whatever.
Yeah.
But
it's
you're
not real.
It's not their reality.
That's not their reality. And they're just that's the problem with social media, is that it gives these young people this, like, false reality and these false claims of what their life is. And it really isn't like that. I'm sure
these
celebrities
exactly.
go through their shit, you know, day in, day and all that stuff. But don't believe social media.
No, exactly. And just choose happiness. You can choose to be happy. It's just your perception. It's a state of mind, and it takes practice because you're never going to be too good at being happy.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Isn't there a saying that it's easier to smile than frown? Because when you try to frown,
it uses more muscles
and all your muscles and shit. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys really enjoyed this. And again, thank you so much for listening.
Appreciate
if you listen
you
to all the way through, we really appreciate it. And we'll be back for episode 3. And again,
maybe episode 3 will happen with SneakerCon, around SneakerCon time. So we'll be probably talking about that.
Yep, definitely. And make sure to follow us on Instagram. My Instagram is @MDSoulSupply. And then for the podcast and the clothing line, it's @GoodVibesFreshKicks. Jay?
Make sure to follow me on IG @J.Visuals__. You take a glimpse at some of the traveling I've done in the past years and, you know, some photography work that I do here and there, because I still do enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
Don't do it as much, but I still do enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Check you guys later.